Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. A two-vehicle accident in Mills County sent six people to the hospital Wednesday. The Iowa State Patrol says 17-year-old Ashley Gray of Tabor, 19-year-old Austin Jack of Glenwood, 18-year-old Jeffrey Huskins of Glenwood, 17-year-old Shelby Beam of Council Bluffs, 21-year-old Patrick Jack of Emerson, and 40-year-old David DeBolt of Omaha were all transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center following the accident that occurred at around 1:55 a.m. According to the report, Patrick Jack was driving a Ford Taurus southbound on Deacon Avenue and failed to stop at the stop sign. Jack entered the eastbound lanes of Highway 34 and was struck in the passenger side by a semi driven by David DeBolt, who was eastbound on Highway 34. The semi entered the south ditch and came to rest on its side. The Taurus entered the median where it came to rest. The investigation is ongoing and no charges have been filed at this time. A Winterset woman suffered serious injuries in a rollover accident in Madison County this morning. The Iowa State Patrol says 36-year-old Heather Dawn Megason was driving a 2005 Ford XST southbound on Highway 169 just before 5 a.m. when she swerved to miss a deer. The vehicle entered the east ditch, overturning and coming to rest on its wheels. Megason was transported to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines by Madison County Ambulance. She was cited for failure to maintain control. One person was taken to the hospital following a semi and pickup accident Wednesday afternoon in rural Shelby County. The accident occurred at around 4:48 p.m. on Highway 59, south of F-58. The Iowa State Patrol says 46-year-old Robert Wayne Anderson of St. Joseph, Missouri, was driving a southbound semi-tractor and empty flatbed trailer. The semi rear-ended a Ford F-150 pickup driven by 44-year-old Timothy Mark Meyer of Harlan. The pickup came to rest on the west shoulder. The semi veered off the road into a grove of trees and came to rest on the west bank of the Nishnabotna River. Anderson was taken to Mercy Memorial Hospital in Harlan for treatment of injuries. A mayor-appointed task force will begin to hammer out the details of a new tax increment financing policy tonight. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones says he would like to see a $1 million property valuation minimum and job creation potential before they even talk about a TIF. Jones says there has never been a set policy in place, and he wants the task force to build one specific to Atlantic's needs.
There's never been an official policy. It's been kind of, oh, you know, we'll do a little bit here, do a little bit there. A couple of years ago, you know, it was kind of who you were in town. A lot of opposition to different TIFs. And basically what this committee is going to look at is what has worked in Atlantic, you know, what hasn't worked in Atlantic. What can we make? How can we tweak it to make a better TIF program for Atlantic?
The eight members of the committee include Don Sontag, Greg Williams, Teresa Jorgensen, George Howard, and Community Development Committee representatives Linda Hartkoff, Kathy Summers, Sean Schaus, and J.C. Van Ginkle. The meeting starts at 7 p.m. tonight in the City Council chambers at City Hall. And up to $6 billion of federal funds destined for Iowa could be at risk if the national debt ceiling dispute isn't resolved. And the head of the Iowa Department of Management says they're tracking the ongoing debate in Washington, but
our whole goal is to maintain the services to Iowans that they need and expect.
And David Rauterer says Iowa is not considering laying off state workers that depend on federal funding like some other states are planning. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.